Dow Erickson, Aaron Feely in studio today, along with Mr. Ryder Kerr. Ryder, can you hear me over there? Let's go ahead and check our mic levels. Give me some words over there, Ryder. How are you feeling today?
Good.
All right. All right, Ryder, let's start off with just a little bit of information on you. Tell us, you are high school aged. You've been competing in rodeo this last season, obviously before that too, but kind of give us some background, because it sounds like you come from a rodeo family.
Yeah, we were born in Tucson, Arizona, and then moved up here, and then started rodeoing when we were about 10, and then started junior high in 8th grade, and did it last year in 9th grade, and yeah.
And when you say we, it's you and your brother, who he wasn't able to be in today, Case, but tell me some of the events that you guys do.
Yeah, we team rope, and then we both started calf roping this year.
So kind of take us through what the season was like this particular year. I believe you were saying before the show, season has come to an end for this particular year, but obviously lots more rodeo in your future. But first and foremost, take us through the year you've had to this point. I hear it was a fairly successful year by most standards.
Yeah, so and we did pretty good all through district, and then we qualified for state. And we made it back to the top 20 and finished like 7th in state.
Now, Ryder, one of the big things that we got to talk about is obviously you did well, but at one of these events, you won some pretty big prizes. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we went to Pocatello to just a jackpot, and in the first roping, I won and was the high point roper. So I won the side by side, and then in the second roping, I did pretty good and got first and second, and was also the high point roper in that.
And can you kind of take us through the preparation that goes into this on a daily or even yearly basis, what it takes to be successful in this sport?
Yeah, we're 2-3 times a week, or actually almost every day we're down in the arena practicing, just going over and over it again.
Ryder, I have to go back to this, because I'm an old man, and I'm one of the big discussions I have with my family all the time is, how can I afford to get a side-by-side, and how could I justify one, how can I get one, and you just went out to an event and won two of them, correct, in the same, and how far apart was that?
Yeah, they were back-to-back, like, within a couple hours.
So, back-to-back couple hours, and tell me what these are. Tell me, you know, sorry, I'm being a geek here, but kind of be specific on what kind of side-by-sides we're talking here.
Yeah, they're just 530 Polarises.
Just. you know you're from a really rural, yeah, they're not thousands or nothing, but they're all right, you know. We're speaking with Ryder Kerr, and Ryder is a local athlete on the rodeo circuit, and yeah, you won two ATVs now. UTVs, I guess is what we're calling them now. But Ryder, tell us how that has impacted your family a little bit. I mean, obviously you become quite popular when in 2 hours you win two of those.
Yeah. It just helped us keep going and continue rodeo.
Has anybody else claimed one of the other ones? Have they said, oh, he's my... Like his brother Case said, hey, one of these is mine, or his dad said, no, you know, I've been feeding you kids for 15 years, they're both mine.
Yeah, they want them. But.
So what's the future for your rider? What's up next? Because we were just talking off the air. You obviously the season's over, but it's also summertime, which means it's not over. So you're not part of any high school team at the moment. As they compete, but what are your plans for the rest of the summer?
There are a bunch of junior rodeos we'll go to, and then a lot of jackpots we'll try to hit, and then there's some qualifiers for Vegas that we have entered for that we're going to try to go to.
And obviously, competing with your brother sounds like it would be a very special thing to be able to do. Are there any particular memories of the sport that have stuck with you to this point, or is it all kind of mashed together?
It's all kind of mashed together. It's nice to have someone to go home and practice with and not have to call someone up.
What would be some of your main goals? Let's say 5 years from now, where would you like to be?
I'd like to be college rodeoing.
So you're looking into doing this at the next level. Is there any place in particular you've got your eyes set on, or?
No, I'd like to make it to Vegas, but the NFR, but I don't know.
As far as which college, though, you don't have a preference on where you'd want to go?
No, not yet.
Well, might I suggest University of Wyoming, just because I'm a, I'm a fan, and I think you do wonderful. Let's talk about early on, because you're just a young man, but you've obviously done a lot of rodeo events up to this point in your life. What are some of your earliest memories? I mean, I assume you kind of got started mutton busting and things like that. What are some of the earliest memories you have of doing rodeo?
Yeah, we grew up just doing them in little events and watching my dad do them all. Just really cool watching him. That made us motivated to want to do it.
Because your dad is a pickup man. Kind of explain to us what that means.
Yeah, so he picks up the riders after they're done with their ride and just gets them on the ground safely and then clears the arena.
Been speaking with Ryder Kerr and, of course, your brother Case. You both rodeo throughout the region and... what is the next event? What is upcoming right next? You said you have a lot of things that you're going to over the summer, but which one is next?
Probably the Cokeville Junior Rodeo.
Okay, and that's just next week.
Yeah.
All right, Ryder, anything we haven't talked about that you might want to mention? Your mom's in here. Do you want to give mom a shout out?
Yeah. Thank her for all that she does and supports us.
That's always a good idea. We appreciate you coming in, Ryder, and wish you the best of luck. And you know, I'm just going to throw this out there. If you happen to win a third one, I don't know how many other family members are in the queue before me, but keep up at it, and I'd like to at least be in the line of, you know, if you're feeling generous, is that if that works for you?
Come win number 23, Dal Erickson gets checked off the list.
And you know what? That's probably about as soon as I'll get one. So, Ryder, we appreciate your time, and thank you so much for coming in. Wish you the best of luck.